And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
With the agreement between business and labor, every major policy issue has been resolved on the Gang of Eight. Now, everyone, we've all agreed that we're not going to come to a final agreement until we see draft legislative language, and we agree on that. We've drafted some of it already. The rest of it will be drafted this week. And so I am very, very optimistic that we will have an agreement among the eight of us next week.
I'm optimistic that one day gangs will be arrested in America,
Senator
including
Leahy,
the Gang of Eight. Turn them off. Turn off Bigfoot Schumer. This is the Savage Nation. You know, in England, as liberal as it is, there is a growing anti-immigrant party called the Party of England. They don't call themselves that. It's called the United Kingdom Independence Party. But the fact of the matter is, they're on the rise. They are on the rise because they're part of a wave of real Britishers and anti-immigrant populism that wants an end to the open door to England, where the English are no longer welcome in their own country, where freeloaders from the third world coming in literally... Well, I can't use certain words on a family program. But in America, there doesn't seem to be any party that represents the people. Instead, we have two gangs called Republicans and Democrats. But to make matters worse, the moochers in both parties put together a gang, no different than the Crips and the Bloods, in my opinion, called the Gang of Eight. Just think about the irony of a group of senators referring to themselves cleverly as the Gang of Eight, saying, "We're very, very close to an immigration deal." Is everything a deal to these gangsters in this Gang of Eight? Where do you think there is support for immigration reform in this country, other than amongst those who benefit from it financially? If you were to ask the American people themselves, would they say, yes, we want more immigrants? Yes, we want a furtherance of a diminution of our borders and our language and our culture? We want the moochers in both parties to blow open the country to 30 million illegal aliens, primarily from Mexico. Are you crazy? There's a related story on michaelsavage.com, top right. Man kills father in church and yells. Well, this is what got me early this morning. I read it this morning. In Ohio, a man burst into a church and shot his father, right? Bad enough. But the left-wing fanatics in the Associated Propaganda Machine, the AP, here's their headline. Man yelled about God after church killing. But it wasn't about God. He was a Muslim convert, a hard, hard criminal from a prison who had once slashed his girlfriend's throat from ear to ear. He was a drug dealer, released by liberal judges. He went into his father's Christian church and screamed, "Allah, Allah, this is the will of Allah." But the rats in the Associated Press, let me use the word so you can write it down and spell it and send it to Obama. The rats in the Associated Press, R-A-T-S, that's a capital R. The rats in the Associated Press said man yelled about God after church killing. I sent this article to people. They were infuriated. Because you had to read the article to find out that the man was a Muslim convert. And he did not scream God as he shot his father. No, he walked into the Easter service in a Christian church. And he yelled about Allah after the killing. Rashid Riddle walked into the Hiawatha Church of God in Christ in Ashtabula and shot his father dead with a single shot from a handgun on Easter Sunday. He then continued into the church, still holding the gun, and yelled that the killing was the will of Allah. But the Associated Press said man yelled about God after church killing. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the state-run media in the United States of America constantly covering up for radical Islam and constantly debasing Christianity in the United States of America? I don't think you feel very well about that. So what's the point of calling me at 855-400-SAVAGE to tell me I'm wrong? Some of you are so twisted in your thinking. Some of you are so drugged out of your mind on liberalism, and liberalism is a drug. Liberalism is the worst medication that is being circulated in the United States of America. The drug of liberalism has so twisted your mind that you probably think I'm worse than the man who shot his own father and yelled, "Hail to Allah." That's how twisted your mind is. Here's another story for those of you who love radical Islam. If you want to cry, cry about Sergeant Michael Cable of Philpott, Kentucky, a beautiful, handsome 26-year-old in the U.S. military, killed today while being stabbed in the neck by an Afghan teenager. And what was our soldier doing as he was stabbed in the neck by the Muslim teenager in Afghanistan? He was playing with a group of local children and guarding two U.S. officials who were visiting a town in Afghanistan. Now, you know that Sergeant Cable, who was guarding Afghan and U.S. officials in the province in a border near Pakistan, was told, don't have a loaded gun, don't ever scowl at anybody, be nice to the local people. He's dead. His mother got a flag. At least his mother might get a flag after Obama's golfing vacation. We'll see if the sequester cut back on flags for the dead soldiers. We don't know if flags are still there. You see, the president needs his vacations. The first lady needs her vacations. The first children need their vacations. But we don't know if the soldiers are entitled to flags and coffins anymore, because the moochers in the White House have told us the sequester, whatever that is cutting into their travel schedule. Afghan teen fatally stabs U.S. soldier in neck. The Afghan and American dignitaries were attending a swearing-in ceremony of local police in whatever, in some hellhole there in Afghanistan. Our beautiful American soldier was playing with a group of children outside when the Muslim teenager attacker came from behind, stabbed him in the neck with a large knife and killed him on the spot, and then escaped to nearby Pakistan. You ready for the insult now? The Pentagon said that he was not killed by a terrorist. The Pentagon said that Mr. Cable of Kentucky died from injuries sustained when his unit was attacked by enemy forces. They will not call it terrorism. They will not award Purple Hearts to the 13 killed and the 33 wounded by Muslim Major Nidal Hassan of the Fort Hood massacre, who has still not been executed, not even tried. That's your government at work. And here we have a group of gangsters called the Gang of Eight trying to bring in more of them into the country. I'll say it like it is. Because if I can't speak the plain truth here on the radio, there's no point in my doing the show. If I can't speak the truth that I know is going on out there, if I can't tell you what I see to be true, there's no point in my getting on the radio. I may as well just disappear into the woodwork and never be heard from again. And you can watch all the ha-ha shows if you want. You can watch all of the nice boys and girls on television who don't give you the news, but they give you state-run media. I give you the news, views, and reviews here on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282 if you care to join the conversation. Let's begin with Las Vegas. Joey, thanks for calling us this night on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, growing up in Brooklyn, New York, I grew up in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, filled with hateful black Muslim converts who would preach against about how bad the white man treated them at a one side of the mouth while attacking me verbally on site or physically attacking any white person that happens to cross their path. And having a president like Obama, I feel like my whole childhood is reliving itself again, only now.
Well, how do you link Obama to the aggressive individuals that you met in your youth in Brooklyn?
Well, for example, when Obama first became president, his mouthpiece, Eric Holder, who is the attorney for the president, who speaks on behalf of the president, after we just elected a black president, looks at us and says, "You're a nation of race cowards." I'm looking at the TV and I'm thinking, we just voted for...
These are people who got where they are using this kind of tactic their entire life, and it worked for them, hasn't it? After all, Eric Holder's attorney general and Obama's president, so hasn't race baiting worked for them?
Yes, it most definitely
has. Right, and hasn't affirmative action worked very well for them?
It's worked great for
them. Are you telling me that Eric Holder is the most distinguished lawyer in America? Are you telling me the wise Latina, whatever her name is, Sotomayor, is the most brilliant jurist they could have found in America? Are you telling me that creature from the Black Lagoon, whatever her name is, the other one that Obama appointed, is the most brilliant woman lawyer in America? Are you crazy? This is a result of affirmative action and, of course, communism.
Yes, and the basic...
Well, what's the point of talking? You know, I was on an airplane. I talked to the two pilots coming out, And both of them, I think one of them was a Vietnam vet. He said to me, you know, I didn't fight communism to have a communist in the White House. And he said that out of the blue. He said, my father didn't fight communism in Korea to have the communists take over America. If you think that most of America is gulled by Charles Schumer and the Associated Press, you're mistaken. Most America knows what's going on in this country, by the way.
Sad that not too many people have woken up and smelled the coffee and the joke.
Well, I don't know about smell the coffee. They can. How about smelling the hatred and the divisiveness and the Marxism? I'll use the words that apply. I don't need approval from the Associated Press to use words that are applicable on the Savage Nation. I can tell you this. There are an awful lot of people who know what's going on in this country, and they're not going to roll over to these people. They're just not going to roll over to them. They know who they are. They know Obama's a liar and a thief, and I use the word very, very cautiously. He's a thief because the man takes one vacation after another, as does Mrs. Obama, as do the girls, while so many Americans are starving and looking for work. That's thievery. Do you know that Bush stopped playing golf during the Iraq War because it didn't look good? Do you know that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama believes all Americans should make sacrifices except themselves? Do you know that? Do you have any idea what this man is spending? Do you have any idea that he doesn't care? Do you have any idea that he is a liar and a thief? Because that's how I see it. And I'm sick of it. I can't mince words anymore. No, he's not a nice guy. He has an image machine unlike any ever seen in the United States of America. It's never been seen before. That he can do anything and be presented as a person that he isn't. When I come back, we're going to continue my discussion that I started last week about moochers in America, people with fake disabilities, people with fake illnesses on disability, 14 million liars on disability, exceeding the numbers on unemployment, so Obama's unemployment rolls don't look too big. Yes, the liars on disability. We're going to focus today on New York City and the number of moochers living at free shelters and what it costs people just in New York City to fund these rats living in the shelters. Do you have any idea what I'm paying, what I'm saying to you? It's a big story that hit the front page of the New York Post today. Here's a bum who moved back from his native Poland named Michael Jablonowski. He's 25 years old. He's living in a Bowery shelter, and he's boasting about it. He's saying, people pay $3,000 for an apartment here, and I get to live here for free. The bum says, I have food. I have health care. It's great, Jablonski said. Here, the city supports you. The city helps you with everything. And so New York City shelters are becoming havens for out-of-towners. Nearly one in four of New York City's single homeless people who entered the system in December 2012 listed their last addresses outside New York City. Here's what one of them said. We get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We have a microwave and TV. They do the laundry for us for free, noted Jablonski. He said he even gets a prepaid cell phone, allowing 1,000 texts and 300 minutes a month. Wait, it gets better. The bum says through Medicaid, and he says, I'm getting my teeth fixed. The bum said, I love New York because you cannot starve in New York. You can always find food and clothes. The bum said the shelters are really nice. You have clean sheets, you get to watch TV, and stay in the warm. Homeless people have it so good in New York City, they don't want to look for a job. Thank you, Mayor Bamberg. Attack sodas and kiss the bums on their lips. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I don't impress easily, but here's reason number four why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Prices, okay? Blinds.com crushes home improvement store prices. We got new blinds for our home at Blinds.com and saved a bundle. Blinds.com is the world's largest online store for designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at amazing prices. Why should you hassle the big box stores and pay too much when you'll get better prices, selection, and service at Blinds.com? And they make installation unbelievably easy. Even if you mess up and mismeasure, forget about it. It's improbable. They'll remake it for free, yes, free. And if you'd like, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. you. Oh, and be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in seconds. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And remember, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement stores, period. Blinds.com now. Go to Blinds.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
KZFO traffic, South Bay, southbound 17, Hamilton Avenue. Some sort of chain in the roadway there. Bit of a traffic hazard for you. Otherwise, westbound 580 at Webster. Looks like there's a problem with the signal lights as you head off the freeway there. Pretty light commute for the most part. Northbound 101, still some slow traffic from Atherton and Novato as you head up towards the State Park past the Novato Narrows. A little sluggish into San Francisco on the upper deck, mid-span to 101. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
LSI and Laser Medical Center announces the greatest LASIK offer ever. Now, for a limited time, do two eyes for the price of one. That's right. Pay the normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. You heard me. Financing is also available. You select the terms. It may be possible for you to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of Stanford University-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 60,000 procedures. He's the best. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. If you have a flex plan, you may be able to use tax-free dollars to pay for your LASIK. Call 877-933-3315 now for a free evaluation. Valued at $350, it's free. This offer is limited and restrictions apply. Prior discounts not applicable. Do yourself a favor and call the best in the business. Dr. Ellis, Eye and Laser Medical Center now. 877-933-3315. Write it down. 877-933-3315.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
We are talking to executives about change. You, sir.
Hmm? Oh, we're always playing from behind.
What if you could see change coming?
Yeah, right. What?
Sage ERP provides total visibility across your business and real-time insights that can put you ahead of change.
Ahead?
Way ahead.
Ahead.
Visit sagetoday.com/ERP to watch the Sage ERP X3 overview video.
Ahead, 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 ahead.
That's sagetoday.com/ERP.
Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. Never run with scissors unless you're a tardy barber. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You're too loud. Your mic is triple sound. Yeah, well, here we are. Here we are. We're back on the Savage Nation on this incredible Monday night. I mean, you know, I said something on Friday that I have to repeat. It came back to me over the Easter weekend. I don't want to get into, like, the fact that I feel crucified like Jesus and get into a Jesus conflict here. But it makes you think about a lot of things, the whole story of Jesus and how America's being crucified by the forces of evil, the anti-Christian forces, no question about it. But, you know, the story of Jesus is very interesting for all people, no matter what your walk of life is or your religion, as a matter of fact. Because when you think about the Last Supper, you think about the execution being fingered by the Sanhedrin. The Jewish rabbis fingered him and the Romans killed him. I mean, let's not mince words. I mean, I don't know what kind of hate letters I'm going to get for that. Maybe I'll be called before some kangaroo court. But it was the Sanhedrin who did finger Jesus because he was a threat to the established Jewish religious order. Yeah, plain English. They're the ones who said we can't have this upstart going around and he's got too many people following him. He's talking about corruption, about money changing in the temple. So there was a Sanhedrin, I think it was 12 rabbis. Unfortunately, the ones who voted against Jesus and called for his death outnumbered those who called for his release. I think it was 8-5, sort of like our Supreme Court, not exact numbers. Very much like our Gang of Eight, very much like our Senate. Somehow, whenever I see Schumer, I think of the Sanhedrin. I don't know why. There's something in me, you know, that's a little primitive. When I see Schumer, I think of the Sanhedrin for some reason. But nevertheless, when Jesus says during his Passover speech, I know I will be betrayed, and he points to Judas, in many ways, everyone listening to this show understands symbolically what that means. Everybody listening to this show, no matter what your religion is, has been betrayed by a close friend or associate or family member. Without exception, it's happened in your life. Betrayal on a minor note. A betrayal on a major note. Every one of you has had betrayal. Every one of you has felt like you've been literally sent a shot by an arrow by somebody, meaning killed, assassinated. Doesn't mean you're physically dead, but you felt killed by your being betrayed. And literally every one of you who is listening to the show who has felt that has come back to life through whatever the means may be. And that's the significance of the entire story of Jesus, no matter what your religious beliefs may be, no matter what side of the religious aisle you may be on. It's just part of the human condition as well. Do you know that show last night on Jesus, on the History Channel, outdrew almost everything? It's unbelievable, but why? Do you think everybody is a fool? Do you think everybody is not as smart as you on, well, you get the picture, I don't have to name you.
Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995 or go to web.com/radio.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fauch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. A federal jury has cleared two police officers in the 2010 shooting of a man after a chase in East Oakland. The man was shot by officers who thought he was reaching for his belt for a gun. A man is going to prison for 12 years after being caught smuggling drugs in the San Francisco International Airport. Officials say he hid 17 pounds of methamphetamine and cocaine in the false bottom of suitcases, but was caught by customs officers. Taking a look at the roadways, have a crash in San Martin, the South Bay, southbound 101 at San Martin Avenue. It's in the center divide, some minor delays there. Southbound 880 before 66th Avenue, some debris in the lanes as you make your way through the construction zone. I'm Dave Fauch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Black Oak Casino.
You deserve a playcation in California's gold country, and Black Oak Casino Resort in Tuolumne is the perfect place to play and stay. The new resort hotel is opening May 1st, but the gaming action's happening 24 hours a day right now. See blackoakcasino.com for details.
Brian Sussman here, and I have good news. KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe. That's a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. You heard me right, friends. One day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded in the shower from someone turning on the washing machine, the dishwasher, flushing a toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs, and their rates are extremely competitive. Now here's the really good news. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential standard water heater that's a $1,200 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682. On the web, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes, but think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 866-590-CASH. Get a 2.625% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the cash call now to 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 866-590-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780 and MLS Number 38512.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
On the next morning show, the president says April is how to make a budget month. That's what he's teaching children. We'll hear what you have to say about this 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Yep, the living Bible. We're all living through the Bible. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. And when I listen to Schumer saying they're very, very close to an immigration deal, I think of the Sanhedrin. I feel he's crucifying America. I'm sorry to tell you this, but I thought I lived in a constitutional republic where there was participatory democracy, where the American people would vote on whether they want to have 30 million guests from Mexico all to the United States forever. But no, apparently we're run by a gang of eight. You can call them Crips, Bloods, or a gang of eight. To me, it's a gang. They even identify themselves as a gang, saying they're close to a deal. Graham, are you joking? Graham, one of the members of the Gang of Eight, he's a trial lawyer. He's been sold out as long as the man's been in politics. What, because he has an R next to his name? Joseph Curl, what an article. Is it Joseph Curl? I think so, for the Washington Times. Wrote a great article, "The Obamas Live the 1% Life." He said, being president of the U.S., the most powerful man in the world is over most about perception. That's why presidential candidates always hit Philadelphia for a cheesesteak. Sometimes the perception cuts to the core, like when President Bush stopped playing golf in 2003 at the height of the Iraq War. Bush said years later, I think playing golf during a war just sends the wrong signal, right? I don't want some mom whose son may have recently died to see the commander-in-chief playing golf. said Bush. That's also why Mr. Bush did two other things without fanfare or praise. First, he never headed home to the Texas ranch until after Christmas, instead going to Camp David for a few days. That way, the hundreds of people revolving around him at all times, White House staff, Secret Service agents, reporters, photographers, could spend the holiday with their families in and around Washington, D.C. No one ever reported that until this column today. Second, Bush rarely attended sporting events, although he once owned a baseball team and was once a self-confessed stats junkie. Okay? Why did he not go? Because it didn't look right. But here's where Curl gets really good. But something remarkable has happened with these occupants of the White House. Neither Obama nor First Lady Michelle appear to give a damn about perception. They won the White House, and by God, they're going to enjoy their time there no matter the cost. And who cares what you think anyway? How else to explain the nonstop vacations the pair keep taking during what Mr. Obama calls the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression? In 2013, the first families already enjoyed three vacations. That's one a month. Sorry, Joe America, you might have to forget your week at the beach again this year, but make sure you get those taxes in on time. The Obamas ended 2012 and kicked off 2013 in an $8 million, 6,000-square-foot house in Hawaii. There, the Presidente played five rounds of golf, breaking the 100 rounds as president threshold. Scarcely a month into term two, Mrs. Obama headed off for Aspen, taking along the couple's daughters. Vice President Joseph R. Biden also hit the Colorado slopes. While the girls and Joe were gone, Obama nipped down to Florida for a four-day boys' weekend of golf. Jumpin' Joe, for his part, spent New Year's in the Virgin Islands and popped off over the Easter weekend for a golf outing in the glorious Kiawah Island, South Carolina. His third vacation of the year came the same week as reports that he and his entourage spent $460,000 for a single night in London and $585,000 for a night at a five-star hotel in Paris. Wait, it gets better. Then last week, reports emerged that the Obama girls were kicking it in the Bahamas for spring break. Days later, a Colorado news station reported that the girls were now skiing in Sun Valley, Idaho. The White House flacks didn't like that one bit. And so they attacked anybody who dared say one word about the girls. And without any other prodding, the station that reported the girls on another vacation scrubbed the report without explanation. To be clear, he wrote, this has nothing to do with the daughters, never has. They are wonderful girls. The issue is use of taxpayer money, especially since Mr. Obama has shut down the White House to visitors, citing the cost of security. All these trips cost millions for Secret Service protection. Couldn't they just skip a few vacations so taxpayers could visit America's house? But no, the Obamas don't care a whit about that, or the perception of them living high on the hog while many hardworking Americans are struggling to get by. And that perception, juxtaposed with reality more than nearly anything else, tells you an awful lot about this president. Joseph Curl, the Obamas lived the 1% life in the Washington Times. I highly recommend it. We're talking about moochers today and how the moochers in the government want to bring in 30 million moochers who will destroy the country forever. There's no other way to put it. There is no other way to put it. There is no other way to put it. The American people know better than this. And yet, the Gang of Eight is pushing forward with amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens, which will destroy America forever. In fact, an article just came out saying immigration reform might bring in more illegals. Already, the number of border jumpers has doubled since the Gang of Eight started talking about amnesty. Did you hear? More illegals are coming than ever, trying to get in under the fence so they can cash in on the moronic American taxpayer. You know why this is happening. Dateline Denver, Colorado, to allow illegals to get driver's licenses. Dateline Denver, illegal immigrants would be eligible to get Colorado driver's licenses under a bill Democrat rats plan to introduce today. Democrat rats in Colorado are catering to non-citizens who broke the law in coming here, and they're going to give them licenses. Why? You can figure out why. Yeah, well, there's a lot of stories like this. As I said to you on Friday, I guess I have to say it again, because I feel crucified sometimes in having to do this for a living. I mean that. I said to you, I guess I'm sort of like an oncologist, a societal oncologist, where each day I get up and I have to look at the x-rays and see how far the cancer has spread. I talked last week for 3 days about the moochers on welfare, the fake welfare recipient, I mean the disability recipients, right? Now we find out some of the biggest moochers in the country are in the White House, and they could care less what you think about them, right? And I said, you know, I'm like an oncologist who looks at the cancer. The cancer has spread. The cancer is spreading. And I said, you know, one day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to say I've had it. I'm not doing this anymore. I don't mean I'm not going to come to the radio. It won't happen like that. You'll be given plenty of notice. I'll give you 3 months' notice or whatever, and I'm going to say I'm leaving oncology. I'm not doing it anymore. And I say, you know what I'm like? I'm like a top oncologist at a teaching hospital who, let's say, retires at a certain age. You say, well, doctor, why'd you retire? You're a healthy man. You have no illnesses. You don't take any prescriptions. You're in great shape for a guy your age. You look 30 years younger. You could have done this 30 more years. And the oncologist says, yes, I could have, but I got tired of looking at cancer. I decided to spend the years I have left on this earth not looking at x-rays, seeing how the cancer has spread. Everywhere I go, men who fought in wars say to me, Michael Savage, do you think this can be turned around? And what do you think I say to them? You think it's easy for me to say what I'm going to say to you? Sometimes that which is broken can never be fixed. That is what I've been saying lately. Sometimes that which is broken cannot be fixed. Do you think the Republicans are not behind the amnesty for illegals? Do you know that they fought the AFL-CIO? It was the Republican Party who's been fighting the AFL-CIO, as leftist as the unions are. They had to do something for their members. They were trying to preserve a certain number of construction jobs for Americans rather than for Mexicans. The Republicans didn't even want to give them those jobs. The Republicans were fighting them every step of the way. That's why I, Michael Savage, yours truly, your diligent commentator, has told you for years that we live in an oligarchy. 1994, I declared we lived in an oligarchy, long before people who entered radio knew what the word meant. I told you we have a one-party system playing two-card Monty. I called them Demicans or Republicrats in 1994. And here I am. It's 2013. I guess my 2013, boy, that's a long time. That's 19 years in radio. Wow, 29, that's a long time. Time flies when you're having a miserable time. 855-400-SAVAGE. Don't take me wrong. I'm not depressed by all of this. It's something different. I've learned to feel it and to be detached from it. Do you understand that? Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to do this. I feel it. I get angry over it, and then I can detach from it. Otherwise, it would have killed me a long time ago. So, I mean, there's no other way to put it to you. We got this moocher in the White House playing basketball while the borders are broken, the language is being garbled, the culture is being stepped upon, and the moocher is playing basketball. It's enough to make you really angry, isn't it? It's just enough to make you really angry. How does he get away with it? When we lost the press and it became a state-run press, we lost the country. When the vermin in Hollywood, I know you don't like that word. It makes you very uncomfortable. But you know what? Get even more uncomfortable. Let's put it this way. When the worst people in America who run Hollywood promulgate guns in every movie, violence in every movie, pornography in every movie, you know, I get a copy of Variety magazine sent to my house. Do you know that they're glorifying the violent movies they're putting out? There's one picture of a man holding two guns, two pistols, one in each hand, touching a girl's head. Each pistol is on a girl's head. And they're boasting about the gross of the movie. This is after Sandy. And this is while Weinstein goes running around talking about gun control. You hear? No, we need Weinstein control. No, we need Hollywood control. We need medication control. We need med control. We need Hollywood control. We need video game control. We don't need gun control. But we're not going to get it. We're not going to get it. Thank you very much, New York. It's the Savage Nation. We're sold out as a result again. I mean, there are no open lines. You know, let me take another personal moment on the program tonight. It's 9:45 on the East Coast. I happen to be on the East Coast right now. Normally, I broadcast from San Francisco, where it's 3 hours earlier, obviously. And for me, I've gotten used to the later time. But when I'm on the East Coast, I really get a feel for the time of day that it is for the largest population in America who listen to this show on WABC and the other giant affiliates on the East Coast. And you know what I take home from it? I take home a great deal of pride that those of you who are listening to this show every night, religiously, and I use that word in a pregnant manner, religiously listening to the Savage Nation, I'm proud that you've chosen to listen to this show rather than either go to sleep, watch The Real Housewives of Bensonhurst, or you know, a replay of The Leprechaun or of Hey Abbott, you know, whatever else you could be doing. There's a reason you're watching the show, isn't there? And I'm honored that you do it. It's a big, big deal to me that you take the time out at this time of night, to be frank with you. So let me take a few calls, then I'll give you the rest of the stories here showing how far the metastasis is on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282, Savage Nation. Where shall I begin? Let's go to WMAL in Washington, D.C., the heart of the monster. Sue, welcome to the program.
Hello. I just wanted to remind you of our biggest moocher in American history, and that is Obama's illegal alien Aunt Zatuni, who has never in her life contributed one dime to our system.
Where does she live? Where does Aunt Zatuni live?
She lives in Massachusetts.
Well, she's welcome in Massachusetts, isn't she? It's a
right.
Welfare state.
She came here.
Don't they welcome? Isn't it a magnet for freeloaders?
I imagine so. Yeah.
Sue, how do you feel? How do you feel about Obama's Aunt Zatuni not working and yet living off the fat of the land?
How do I feel about her?
Yes, the word "feel" is the pregnant word.
I wish you would just
negative like that. Walter in Canada, you're negative on the Savage Nation. Welcome to the program.
Dr. Savage, we need you to keep broadcasting. You and I grew up in that same era when a news broadcaster at his retirement said that broadcasting will eventually become where they'll insulate, entertain, and defend us against the reality. And you tend to interpret reality then be entertaining on other networks, and yet you do it with a finesse and a panache that is an example of old-time radio. You're entertaining, but you get the message across. We need you to be the oncologist that is required for what's out there.
Yeah, well, it's well put. You know, even an oncologist can do it and tell you have cancer and kind of help you through it, is what you're saying. I mean, is that all I'm left to do? Is that all that's left for me to do? Is tell America that cancer is spreading, but I'll help you along with your disease? Because nothing seems to stop the cancer. Nothing. Here we are, flooded with illegal aliens and moochers. And you have a gang of eight boasting that they're a gang that's going to bring in 30 million illegal aliens and all their relatives. What is that going to do for this country other than destroy us? How can it help us? It can't. It's a rhetorical question. It was set up to ask a question because the answer is in the question. That's what a rhetorical question means. One last little point before a quick break. So I'm in Florida right now, doing my show late at night. You know, Florida has a wonderful intracoastal waterway that was dug at taxpayer expense by the Army Corps of Engineers. It's actually a great wonder. It's greater than the great canals of Europe. It's astounding, actually, when you think about it. So there are a lot of bridges, drawbridges, going over the intracoastal. And I bicycle over these bridges. One of the things I love doing is, you know, bicycling at a slow pace. I like looking at people, stores, whatever. So there's a drawbridge, right? So I walk my bike over the bridge. I swear to God, last night, I'm coming back over the drawbridge. I push my bicycle because I won't ride it because, you know, people coming at you. It was Easter Sunday night. A woman's coming at me in the other direction with a carriage with two twins, and I said, okay, get off your bike. Let the poor woman go by. I didn't want to, God forbid, you know, cause an accident with babies. So she goes by. Next comes, I swear to God, a woman with a goat on a leash, on a tether. A fat woman with a goat. It was like a service goat. Do you know people have service goats they take on airplanes and restaurants just to stick their middle finger in your face? I swear, listen what she says to me. She says to me, get off your bicycle. You're spooking the goat. I said, get out of here. Why should I get off my bicycle? So she called me a name. I don't have to tell you what it is. It begins with an A and ends with an E. I don't want to tell you what I called her as I went by because, you see, I grew up in the Bronx. And although I've gotten older, I haven't gotten wiser. Nor have I given up my passion, particularly to people who walk goats over bridges and make believe they're service goats. But you know what she's doing, don't you? Anyone who has a goat as a service goat is doing it for one reason, and that's to get in your face and take it in a restaurant. What does that animal do in a restaurant? I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks and the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
KSFO traffic, have a stall in Emeryville, eastbound 80 Powell Street on ramp. Right lane is blocked on that ramp. There may be a pothole that created this stall. Watch out in the area. Also, have a stall being reported now northbound 101 Great America Parkway. That's in the second lane from the left. Traffic pretty light. As a matter of fact, traffic pretty light around the Bay Area right now. Just some minor slowing southbound 101 from about San Tomas Expressway to Highway 87. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
Every now and then, a great offer comes around that's just hard to believe. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and I want to share with you an easy way to brighten up your world. With every new system papers project for completion by Easter, we'll throw in absolutely free $1,500 of our amazing energy-efficient LED landscape lighting, which will magically light up and complement your yard. Love your home again with beautiful outdoor living spaces by System Pavers. Driveways, patios, pool decks, fire pits and fireplaces, custom-built-in barbecue islands, pizza ovens, water features, pergolas, and year-round green turf. And if you call right now at 888-PAVE-002, you'll get your landscape lighting, a $1,500 value, absolutely free. Don't wait for the lights to go out on this amazing offer. Call now. 888-PAVE-002, 888-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Free lighting subject to minimum size project or with your good credit. Pay no interest for 18 months.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Look like a goddess with body sculpting, fat-reducing cellulite treatments, and wraps from Venus Body Work. Get up to 60% off from SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back, weekdays beginning at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. The Obamas live the 1% life, and if that's not good enough for you, those of you who want to know a little bit more of the truth, he went to an Easter service where his preacher echoed the despicable Reverend Wright. This preacher was a white liberal, where he taught that the religious right wants blacks to be in the back of the bus. Obama left smiling. It was music to his ears. It's a hymn that he grew up with. It's a sermon that he's familiar with. And look at the back of the bus he's riding in, huh? Yep. Obama's Easter preacher echoes Reverend Wright. But if you think the other party is better, here's another one for you on Michael Savage. The Republican National Committee wanted Lady Gaga at the GOP convention, but she rejected a $1 million offer to perform. Can you believe these clods, these country club clods in the Republican Party, these check pants Republicans, wanted a hag like Lady Gaga at the GOP convention? How out of touch can you get? Well, whatever. Obama Green Car Company prepares for bankruptcy. You know, there's another way to look at all of this. I looked at it this way the other way yesterday. I said, you know, maybe it requires a certain amount of corruption for a country to run. Maybe we need corruption in order for the money to flow around the country. I don't know. Maybe that's how it works, I thought. The Republicans had grifters living off defense contracts largely. Obama has grifters living off fake green energy contracts, right? It's both sides of the coin. Meanwhile, big houses are getting built and sold. Where's the money going? There, that's where it's going.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday. How are you?
It is the Savage Nation. We're talking about moochers in America. Moochers on fake disability, moochers on welfare, moochers on food stamps, moochers on government contracts, moochers in the White House who take repeated vacations, moochers wherever you turn, calling the rest of us who provide the taxes every name under the sun, right-wingers, you name it. And our darling president goes to an Easter service, which is so ugly. So ugly. Reverend Dr. Louis Leon's sermon was so ugly at the St. John's Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C., that I don't even want to repeat it. But then again, Obama was at home because it repeated for him the lies he learned in Reverend Wright's church for 20 years. So where would you think he would go? Where do you think he would go? 855-400-7282. We're also talking about the flood of illegal aliens that are coming into America. The number of border jumpers has doubled since the gangs have started talking about granting amnesty to the illegals. They all want to come here now to cash in on the food stamps, the welfare, the free legal, the free medical. You get it. You get it? That's what's going to happen. Yet Schumer says we're very close to an immigration deal. Very close to an immigration deal. Graham, on the other side, says the immigration law will pass the Senate. That's because they're all in on it. They could care less what you think. These are some of the topics that are bothering us right now in the Savage Nation. Pastor slams religious right at Obama's Easter service. He veered into political territory when he slammed the religious right for living in the past and lionizing the good old days. Now, by the way, he was a white pastor, one of the sellout types, one of those white, pasty white liberal reverends. As the first family walked across Lafayette Square to the church, Mr. Obama offered a happy Easter, everybody, to the press and onlookers. The sermon was delivered by Dr. Louis Leon, a so-called Episcopal pastor, who delivered the so-called benediction at Mr. Obama's second inauguration. And then he went on saying, "You hear all the time the expression, the good old days," said the pastor. "Well, the good old days, we forget they've been good for some, but they weren't good for everybody. You can't go back. You can't live in the past. It drives me crazy when the captains of the religious right are always calling people back, for blacks to be back in the back of the bus, for women to be back in the kitchen, for gays to be in the closet, and for immigrants to be on their side of the border. What you and I understand," said the good preacher, "is that when Jesus says you can't hang on to me," he says, "I don't want to even read it. This is twisted liberalism." Lewis then said, "Will you accept the invitation from our gospel today to see things with Easter vision, recognizing reality in a different and new and wonderful way? Today the choice is yours," said the good pastor. "Jesus Christ is risen today. That's the proclamation. May God bless you with Easter vision now and forever. Amen." Now, of course, it was a political speech aimed purely at the first congregant sitting in the audience. He aimed it specifically at Mr. Obama. That was music to his ears. I mean, that was music to Obama's ears. I mean, that was a mild version of Reverend Wright's of Goddamn America. We didn't hear the Goddamn America part of it, but maybe he's warming up to that. Perhaps the president will come back for another attendance, another visit. That's the world you live in. Pastor slams religious right for wanting to do things they've never said they want to do. Can you believe this? For women to be back in the kitchen? When have you last heard anyone say they want women to be in the kitchen? When did you hear anyone say they want blacks to be in the back of the bus? Well, you understand how demagoguery works, don't you? And that's where the president feels best, around demagogues, because look what it got him. Take a look at what it got him. By using the race card, look how far this man has gotten. It's the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. That's President Obama's ugly Easter service. Yep, his ugly Easter service. White House, no evidence of changes in North Korea's military posture. In fact, it's getting so bad that China itself has moved troops to the border with North Korea. This just came out. China mobilizing troops and jets near North Korean border, U.S. officials say. Now, I trust the Chinese so much that I wrote a novel about them and their secret cells in America called A Time for War. Although it looks to us like China is mobilizing troops and jets near the North Korean border to constrain Kim Jong-un, if I were in charge of the military, I wouldn't assume so. I would assume that perhaps the Chinese are moving troops and jets near the North Korean border to bolster the North Korean military, to foster the North Korean military should anything horrible happen, rather than to constrain them. At least that's the plan I would have in place. But if we have a president who goes to an ugly Easter service, I can just imagine what yes men he has around them in the military. Niall Gardner, Telegraph UK, writes, "Barack Obama believes all Americans should make sacrifices except himself." President Obama's image machine, by the Associated Press, controlling the narrative while limiting media access. A photo of the Obamas hugging that was released on Election Day 2012 has become the world's most popular tweet on Twitter. A dressed-up version of Barack Obama's State of the Union speech, packed with charts and graphs, is huge on YouTube. A playful picture of the president cavorting with a three-year-old in a Spider-Man costume is a favorite online. It's all courtesy of the Obama image machine, serving up a stream of words, images, and videos that invariably cast the president as commanding, compassionate, and on the ball. In this world, Obama's family is always photogenic. First dog Bo is always well-behaved, and the vegetables in the South Lawn kitchen garden always seem succulent. That's, of course, she doesn't eat the vegetables. She just grows them for the Stalinist press. She is the queen of the fries, as you well know, every time she's actually seen eating. But we wouldn't... Hush, hush, my darling. We're not supposed to say that. Hush, hush, my darling. 855-400-7282. Yep. Well, what do you want to talk about? It's already... What time is it? It's 12 minutes after 10 on the East Coast. There are people still listening to this show. They haven't all gone to the Real Housewives of Astoria. They haven't yet gone to the Real Housewives of Appalachia. I can't wait for that one. Real Housewives of you name it. Who watches that stuff? What is there to watch? What is there to watch? They all like look like post-op transvestites to me. Every Real Housewife show, they don't look like women. They look like post-op transvestites posing as women. I don't understand my country anymore, which is why I'm on talk radio. Obviously, I have connected with a number of people because you could be watching The Real Housewives of Astoria instead of listening to The Savage Nation, and you're not. WABC in New York. Jimmy, haven't heard from you in a while. Go ahead, please.
Yes, it's been a while. You just mentioned that reverend that that Obama was listening to. Listen, this is a strategy of a man named Antonio Gramsci.
Yes, he was an Italian. Hold on. Yes, I'm not trying to diminish you. We know who Gramsci is, but what's the essence of it?
The essence is that to take over a country, you have to penetrate the culture and the religion. Penetrating the Christian religion gives you liberation theology. Penetrating Islam gives you the terrorism we have today. I have books on it written by communists. There's Gramsci clubs and the colleges, the universities. There's international Gramsci Institute.
But what you're saying is true. It's not even a conspiracy theory, Jimmy. Do you know the average college student, 30% of them are on medication? Do you know that? Do you know how stupid they are? They're like drug addicts in Brave New World.
And yet they
go to college. The first thing the degenerates in the colleges teach them is where to get condoms in the orientation session. The second thing they teach them is capitalism is evil. The third thing they teach them is parents are evil. The fourth thing they teach them is religion is evil. It's all brainwashing, Jimmy.
But they have books on it. You could check out the books the communists write. They actually write
I don't need a communist book. I could tell you I wrote Trickle Up Poverty and Trickle Down Tyranny. Believe me, I quoted Gramsci. I know all about it, Jimmy. But why is it that you know it and I know it and millions of people know it and nothing changes? Tell me, how is that possible?
Millions of people that know it are probably the Marxists. I don't think there's millions of people that know it that are on our side, because you never hear conservatives, hardly ever hear a conservative talk about it.
You're kidding me. John Boehner doesn't talk about this? I'm shocked.
About Antonio?
I'm just testing your circuitry to see if you were capable of a laugh in the middle of all of this.
Yeah, I'm capable of laughing, but usually when I'm on this topic, it's hard to laugh. Sometimes.
Jimmy, I have a personal question. You used to listen to me for years on the other station. How did you find me this late on WABC?
Well, I'm in New York, so I flip the stations around, and I heard you here before on WABC. I try to listen when I'm not working or anything.
So, in other words, you hear the commanding voice, and you know that I have the last word in talk radio, and you're there for me.
Oh, I could hear you. When somebody hears your voice, they know it's you. There's no doubt it's you. Your voice, not only the attitude and what you're saying, your voice is very distinctive.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day I'll leave radio and become a preacher of all faiths. I've been thinking about that, Jimmy. Maybe I should penetrate the religious sector and try to bring it back to life.
Well, you can reach more people on the radio.
I know that. You want to hear something true? I am a preacher in some ways. I'm sort of like a social preacher. I probably have a larger congregation on the radio than I could ever have any other way. But you know what I miss, Jimmy? I miss the people themselves, like a room filled of people. You know, the smell of the grease paint and the roar of the crowd kind of thing. I miss the overwhelming smell of perfume coming out of the pews.
Maybe you should go on a speaking tour.
I think I should go on a seeking tour.
Speaking.
No, I want to go on a seeking tour.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy, I'm going to send you a copy of my novel if you really want to get sick. Read A Time for War. What do you think about that? My novel is fictionalized and it's about secret Chinese cells all over America waiting for the right moment. Do you think that's plausible?
I think it's good. I mean, Tom Clancy wrote a lot of novels, but there was a lot of truth and warnings in there, so that's a good way to do
right.
it.
That's right, and my character, Jack Hatfield, is the new equivalent of Tom Clancy. I don't know if he still writes anymore.
I don't know.
I don't know if maybe he's retired in Boca Raton. I don't know. I haven't seen him on the beach. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank account. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services help Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7668. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Every now and then, a great offer comes around that's just hard to believe. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and I want to share with you an easy way to brighten up your world. With every new System Pavers project for completion by Easter, we'll throw in absolutely free $1,500 of our amazing energy-efficient LED landscape lighting, which will magically light up and complement your yard. Love your home again with beautiful outdoor living spaces by System Pavers. Driveways, patios, pool decks, fire pits and fireplaces, custom built-in barbecue islands, pizza ovens, water features, pergolas, and year-round green turf. And if you call right now at 888-PAVE-002, you'll get your landscape lighting, a $1,500 value, absolutely free. Don't wait for the lights to go out on this amazing offer. Call now, 888-PAVE-002, 888-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Free lighting subject to minimum size project or with your good credit. Pay no interest for 18 months.
For over 60,000 California foster children, it's a challenge to find new shoes to replace a pair that have become too small or worn out.
My old shoes hurt my feet.
My shoe had a hole in it.
I hope no one would notice.
For many foster children, a new pair of shoes can help provide a sense of normalcy during a difficult time. To help, Sleep Train is collecting new shoes for foster children big and small, boys and girls, youths and teens.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
Bring your gift of new shoes to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
I never had new shoes before.
My feet are smiling.
I got my suit.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child today by bringing your gift of new shoes for boys and girls to any Sleep Train or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
On the next morning show, the president says April is how to make a budget month. That's what he's teaching children. We'll hear what you have to say about this 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It's the Savage Nation. Welcome back to the program. You look, I'm in the media. That's obvious. I'm in the radio side of the media. And I look at television, the internet. I look at all the other outlets that are available to you, the American people, or to me, right? You start to say, is radio still relevant? Because if you start to think, well, maybe it's a thing of the past, you'd be wrong. A new study came out saying that AM and FM radio captures 1/5 of all media usage. That's pretty big. 14 different media measured by USA Touchpoints. Radio ranks second in share of daily media minutes among 14 different media measurements. Only television captures more time spent with media. So AM and FM radio and radio station streaming accounts for 19% of media minutes among 18 to 64-year-olds. This is not that technical. So in other words, you may hear radios this, radios that. Radio is still very powerful, which is nice to know. Share of daily media minutes, adults 18 to 64, radio 19%, internet 15%, TV 44%. But I'd like to know what the crossover is rather than segmented out there. I mean, how many crossover and are watching something while listening? How many of you are watching television while listening to the Savage Nation tuning in and out? I mean, I wonder. Let's go to the callers. This is something we can do better than anybody. What I do with you as a talk show host, you cannot do on the internet, you can't do on television, which makes this medium more relevant than television and the internet. And that's because we're filling a need that used to exist in a certain way with letters to the editor. I used to write them myself 20 years ago. I'd spend days composing a letter to the New York Times. And if one of them got published out of 10, I would post it on my wall like, wow, am I smart. You know, ooh, boy, the New York Times. There are people in New York City, for example, or any city in the country, they sit for days thinking about a clever line to write to the editor. And then they get published. Wow, the guy walks around with a halo to the country club, to the church. He got a halo on his head. Why, there goes Bob. He was published in the Des Moines Register. Really? What did he write? Oh, he wrote a letter to that they published. Well, talk radio is the same thing, only you don't have to sit and wait to get on the, you know, get it published. If it's good, you'll get through the screener, that's all. Let's go to WABC in New York. Seth, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I'm a Muslim. I want to comment on some of the religious deals that I see in the media, and also I am technically disabled. However, I can tell you this. I was born with cataracts. I had 5 eye surgeries to be able to see. Now, even though I did qualify for disability benefits, I work a job as a certified nurse's assistant, and I work double shifts quite frequently.
Were you born a Muslim, or did you convert to Islam?
I converted to Islam in August.
And why did you convert to Islam in August?
I converted when I read in the Quran there was a verse that describes the stages of pregnancy in detail. And I can tell you this.
Wait, excuse me. The stages of pregnancy? I don't know. I'm not following you. That's a biology textbook.
Yes. It is in the Quran. It explains things that, you know, I'm a little nervous here. It explains how the 3 trimesters in detail and how the fetus is formed and such, but...
Yeah, but wait a minute. What does that have to do with Islam?
I'll tell you. People who do things that are heinous and bad, they're not Muslims. A Muslim, the word Muslim means...
Then why do they yell out Allah Akbar as they shoot people? Let's say the bad ones, Mayor Nidal Hassan, Allah Akbar.
Oh, yeah, a ton of them.
So what, you're saying he's not a Muslim when he does that? He doesn't believe that. He insists on being tried as a Muslim.
He may profess that he is, but he's not submitting to the will of God. It says...
Oh, well, he said the guy who killed his father in a church yesterday was a convert to Islam. He said he was doing it in the name of Allah.
Yeah, and the thing with him, he could shout Allah several times, but he's interfering with the will of Allah if he's killing...
I take you on your word. I'd like to believe you, and I'd like to believe in the best of people, frankly. Unfortunately, I'm quite cynical about your statements, because although in theory you are correct, there seems to be an awful lot of people committing violence in the name of a certain religion, and they don't disavow the religion when they commit the violence. Moreover, the leaders of the Church of Islam, or the religion of Islam, to put it that way, never seem to condemn the acts of violence. Why is that?
The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouch, Star Talk 560 KSFO. San Francisco police are looking for the man who shot and wounded two teenagers over a game of dice. The victims are expected to survive Friday's shooting in Potrero Hill neighborhood. A judge says it's illegal to resell things you buy on Apple's iTunes. The ruling came in the case of Capitol Records against a company that allows customers to buy and sell digital items bought on iTunes. And a San Pablo woman is hospitalized with severe burns after she ran into her burning home to try and save her cat. Firefighters rescued the cat, but another feline did not survive. Taking a look at the roadways, not bad out there right now. Do have an accident on the Highway 4 bypass at Laurel Road. No other details there. Southbound 85 at Shoreline Boulevard. Looks like we've got a stalled car blocking the right lane. That may be on the connector from southbound 101 to southbound 85. And northbound 101 at Broadway, a stall there. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments.
Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
On the next morning show, the president says April is how to make a budget month. That's what he's teaching children. We'll hear what you have to say about this 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're continuing to talk about moochers in America with a focus on the welfare frauds, the disability fraudsters, and, of course, the immigrant fraudsters, who are sacred cows to both parties. Have you heard a negative statement about an immigrant in any way from any of the Gang of Eight? How is it possible that of the 30 million illegal aliens, they're all such sterling individuals? How is that? Is that statistically possible? In other words, in every population, there's the good, bad, and the ugly, right? So you would assume that of the 30 million illegal aliens in the United States of America, some of them would be acknowledged to be criminals. Some of them would be acknowledged to be rapists. Some would be drunk drivers. Some would be child molesters. Have you heard those words ever applied to the word immigrant in the last, what, since Obama's regime took power? No. They're all bending over backwards as though they're all sterling individuals coming here simply to work for the American dream, which is a total lie. Now, combined with that is the story in the New York Post today. Thank you very much, New York City, where there's a guy named Michael Jabalonski, who moved back to New York City from his native Poland, and he said he loves it. I have food, I have health care, it's great. He says, we get breakfast, lunch, dinner, we have a microwave and TV, they do the laundry for us. He even gets a prepaid cell phone for free, courtesy of Mayor Bloomberg, allowing 1,000 texts and 300 minutes a month. And through Medicaid, he gets, I'm going to get my teeth fixed. He says, I love New York. Because you cannot starve in New York. You can always find food and clothes. The shelters are really nice, says the homeless bum. You have clean sheets. You get to watch TV. Stay in the warm room. Homeless people have it so good they don't want to look for a job. Now, liberals would tell you that they'd get out the violins. Oh, the homeless victims of the oppressive society. The homeless victims. The homeless victims. How much do you think it costs to take care of a bum like this? Taxpayers spend $3,000 a month to feed, house, and provide services to each homeless bum. The average stay in a city shelter is as long as 9 months, although there's no limit. No limit, you hear? Some people in here have it better than people working 9 to 5 because they're not paying rent. I've stayed in hostels worse. I call this 4 stars, says William Sullivan, who came to the city from L.A. for a job that fell through. Everyone in this homeless shelter has a silver spoon in their mouth. You get fed 3 to 4 times a day, and the food here is great. A Michigan woman who arrived in December said she was drawn to New York for the adventure. New York is New York. That's why people come here, said Amy Kaufman, who was staying in a city-funded Chelsea shelter. I go to the library, and I go sightseeing a lot in Times Square in Chelsea. I like it here. She says, I'm staying here for a while because the housing options are better. Michigan is in a recession right now. You hear this? And so we got Floridians now coming to New York because the benefits are so good. Survival in Florida was a lot harder than here, said one of the bums. There are a lot more resources here for homeless, especially in terms of housing and finding transitional housing, said Steve Rios, who came up from the Sunshine State. He said, I left Florida because the environment of the shelters and rules weren't as good. In Florida, they throw you out quick. There was a lot of drug use and addicts. It was bad, he said. Rios, who was staying at the BRC homeless shelter on West 25th Street, says they give him everything he needs. We get a cafeteria, a bed, clothing. My caseworker is helping me prepare a package for housing, he said. There were 48,553 bums in city shelters last week, including 9,923 single bum adults and roughly 10,000 bum families. $3,000 a month for these leeches. And the liberals would tell you it's a racist, sexist, whatever society. Where does it end? How does this end? How can a society survive with this amount of leechology? You know, I ask myself the question. Sometimes I get agitated. I start to get mad. And sometimes I look around and I say, everywhere I turn, I see corruption. The solar contracts, the fake solar contracts, the corrupt defense contractors. Everywhere I turn, I see corruption. Everywhere I turn, I see bums sitting around wherever I go here in Florida. Healthy young people singing prayers and hymns on Easter Sunday coming from a rehab center. Who's paying for all of this? Healthy, strapping young people swimming, enjoying themselves, getting social workers to talk to them, sitting in group sessions while I'm sweating my you-know-whats off trying to prepare a show. Who's paying for all of this? You are, you Schmendrick. You are. That's why your taxes are 65% of your gross. Who else do you think is paying the bills? Obama? So you ask yourself, how long could this go on? The answer is it can't. We're broke already, so they keep printing money. There's no essence to society. Where is the money coming from, you may ask? It's not. They're just printing it. So how does it end? Nobody knows. It just goes round and round. The wheel goes round and round, and nobody knows when it ends or how it ends. And yet, here's the funny part. Here's the paradox. Big homes are selling like crazy around America. The bigger the house, the bigger the price, the faster it's selling. $50 million, $100 million in New York, $80 million, $130 million. Where is the money coming from? So you have to ask yourself, how does this go on? How does it end? And you say, well, it's all corrupt. Then your mind starts to wander, and then you hear the echoes of the communists. The communists say capitalism itself is corrupt. Money is the root of all evil. The system is corrupt. The system, the capitalist system, is what is wrong. Say, all right, let's run that theory by ourselves for a while. So let's go to the other side. Let's look at Cuba. Well, that wasn't corrupt, was it? Instead of the system being corrupt, the leaders were absolute gangsters. And what, the people did better where there was no official corruption? They did better? They hooker out their daughters in Cuba for a soda. They send their daughters down to the tourist district to get they make $20 a month in Cuba, in the clean socialist state of Cuba. They hook off their daughters because they can't take care of the daughter. When Maya Lansky, who killed and murdered as vicious and as evil as he was, and collected all of his money from the most heinous crimes, finally got all of his eggs in one basket, he piled it all into Cuba. He went down there to Batista, the corrupt dictator of Cuba, where, you know, it was hookers and gambling and drugs were wide open. That's why the American people went down there for vacations. They wanted to have a good time. So nevertheless, Lansky opens up the Nacional Hotel. He spends his whole fortune that he stole from everybody, killed, murdered, bludgeoned, opens the Nacional Hotel, and about 2 years later, Castro takes over, Fidel and his murderous brother, Raul, and they steal a hotel from the gang, the Lansky Gang of Murder Incorporated. So Lansky was philosophical about it years later. The gangster says, I was a criminal, and the Castros were bigger criminals than I were, was, and they had an army, so they stole it from me. So that tells you the story. That's all you need to know. The rest is nothing. The rest is an addendum to what I just told you. Whoever has the power takes it. Whoever has more power takes more from you. You are worth nothing to this society. The average American doesn't have a voice in anything. You're nothing. You're a mote in the mire. You're nothing. You're a bug. To the politician, you're a bug. That's why a guy like Schumer can say we have a deal on immigration. We have a deal. The Gang of Eight has a deal. So where's the participatory democracy and we have a deal? Who's he have a deal with? The other gangsters? So where does that leave you? Leaves you wondering what you can do. And it comes back, really, this is semi-religious what I'm going to tell you, is tend your own garden. At the end of the day, you can go out of your mind worrying about all these things. Sometimes I say to myself, you're going to drive yourself crazy if you keep looking at this. And so what's the alternative? Well, some days I don't do it. If you listen to the shows of mine over the years, you know sometimes I'll veer into straight out goofing around, comedy, dogs, restaurants. You know I do that because otherwise I go insane. I could not take it. Today I can take it. Today I can take it pretty good because I can tell you something. There's no end to this. The corruption under Obama has magnified. It's metastasized at a rate I've never seen in my life under any other president. The corruption is rampant. Every bum on the bottom thinks he can get away with anything now because he sees what they're doing at the top. If he sees a bum in the White House, a grifter like that, getting away with what he's getting away with, taking vacations while speaking out of the left side of his mouth about how, oh, we need to tighten our belts, but Michelle and I are going off on a ski vacation. See you soon. It looks like Batista. Looks like a dictatorship to the average person. Then they see a guy like the hedge fund crook, buys an apartment for $135 million, pays a $666 million fine to the Security Exchange Commission, then goes buys a painting for $150 million. The guy on the bottom says if he could pay a $660 million fine and spit at it and pick his teeth with a toothpick, that the $660 means that much to him, buy a house the next day in the Hamptons for $120 million or $50 or $80. They say, I'll take what I could get. You can go to hell. That's all. If they can steal at the top on Wall Street with impunity, if Obama can fob off contracts to his grifters with fake solar contracts and nothing happens, I'll take what I could get on the bottom. So it's, you know, I would say that corruption corrupts and absolute corruption corrupts absolutely. It's a little change of the Lord Acton job. Corruption corrupts, and absolute corruption corrupts absolutely. It's a little change. You haven't heard that one yet. The geniuses in the radio business haven't altered it. We've all done the others, which is, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Lord Acton was right. But I'll be Lord Savage. And in fact, if this keeps up by tomorrow, I'll be Lord Buckley himself. Remember Lord Buckley? I just launched into a little comedic moment here. Some of you may know who Lord Buckley. He was incredible. The great comedian Lord Buckley. He had me captivated as a 17-year-old. What a voice that man had. Neil, tomorrow you got to get me some of Lord Buckley. In fact, I love it right now. We probably have it somewhere in the queue, but not for tonight. So what would you like to talk about? The bums? The grifters? Oh, here's a nice soundbite for you if you haven't felt bad enough yet. I got to tell you, my dog is sleeping under my desk. It's late for him. It's 10:45 on the East Coast. He is so tired. We were up at dawn. I get up like the first light. I don't care when I go to sleep. I can't help it. I don't know. Is that must be like a virtue. I don't care if I had a hangover. I get up the first light. I cannot help it. That's a good thing, I suppose. Well, Teddy gets up with me. He's been up since about 6:30 in the morning, about 400 hours ago. So you look at the stories. It's horrid. I mean, how much can you take in the oncology ward? Now, here's Senator Jeff Flake talking about we don't need a sealed border. We do not need a sealed border. Here is a man sworn to uphold the Constitution who, if I were in charge, I'd have him arrested and tried for crimes against humanity. Listen to clip two.
I was in both the Yuma sector last week and the Tucson sector, and there is a difference. In the Yuma sector, people still get through, but our Border Patrol and other agents have a reasonable expectation of catching them. That's probably the best explanation of what operational control means. You'll never stop everyone from coming through, and you have a lot of commerce, legal commerce, that happens at the border
commerce.
As well.
Yeah.
So when people talk about having a sealed border, we don't need a sealed border. We need a secure border. That's what we have in Yuma.
That's what's
We're
called
just
double
quite a ways from that.
And notice how he covered himself when he said, you have a lot of commerce. He said legal commerce. He meant was a lot of illegal commerce, which is why Bill Clinton opened the borders to Mexican trucks. Duh. I mean, big six superhighways where you need no inspection with semis coming out of Mexico. Duh. What are they delivering? A yucca? They're delivering agave to Chicago, New York, and points north. Duh. Yeah, sure, there's a lot of commerce. That's all. What can I tell you? What's next? What's next? And then there's no end to it. Boy, I'd like a piece of... I almost said something. I'd like a piece of Lord Buckley on the radio. We'll have to look for it. 1-855-400-7282. When I come back, it's your show. I'll take all your calls. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You know, I don't impress easily. You know that. So here's reason number five why Blinds.com constantly impresses me. Free face-to-face virtual design consultation. Instead of some pushy interior designer coming over and pressuring you to buy window coverings, just connect with a Blinds.com design expert using your smartphone, tablet, or webcam for free. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder, helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Free online how-to videos make installation very simple, but if you'd rather, they'll send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you mismeasure, improbable, they'll remake it for free. You hear me? Free. And be sure to check out their remarkable new InstaFit cordless honeycomb shades. They're beautiful, affordable, and removable. You can install them in about a minute. No tools, no drilling, no brackets. Go to Blinds.com where you always get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And remember this, Blinds.com prices crush home improvement store prices, period. So go to Blinds.com, Blinds.com, Blinds.com now.
Hi there, I'm Renee Richardson, and I'm here to take a moment to tell you about a really good experience I just had. We're doing a bit of remodeling, and one of the things on the list was the bathroom. Total redo. Now, the hubby is handy and all. He's a carpenter. But one thing he's not fond of? Painting. So we called the pros, CertaPro Painters. From the moment we made the call, we were taken care of. Prompt callback, easy appointment time, thorough consultation, and most of all, a true professional who took the time to listen to what I wanted. Tim at CertaPro Painters may have sided with my husband on the color choice, but he was very good at explaining why the choice would work for us. It's a very personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you're going to have to look at it every day. You should have your painting done right. CertaPro Painters did it right for us. They're neat, professional, and courteous. Call them up and see for yourself. 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. Oh, and if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff to work with you. It's very reassuring. Check out the website, CertaPro.com. That's CertaPro.com. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. CertaPro Painters, because painting is personal.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-511-2359. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-511-2359. 1-800-511-2359. 1-800-511-2359.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, it's the Savage Nation. This is the time for you to call the show, but you can't get in because we're all jammed out, which is interesting because at this point in the night, sometimes calls have died off. Now they're getting, you know, more and more hectic than ever. There's so many other good stories that I'll get to, you know, later and tomorrow. I hope you'll stay tuned and tune in every night on your local station at this time. Let's go to Tennessee. Zach, go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Hi, Dr. Savage. Thanks for taking my call. As a Muslim for all my life, I've been in this country for 30 years. I've been telling stop practicing the religion because it is violent religion. This is the only religion in the world that if you leave the religion, your punishment is death. The only religion in the world, and that's violence. So take it.
But if you leave Islam, they kill you?
They'll kill you. This is in the Quran. We call it murtad. If you murtad.
Well, it can't be in the Quran because the head of the CIA and the president, the head of virtually every agency has told us it's a religion of peace. You must be making that up.
No, I'm not. If you leave the religion, your punishment is death.
Wow, that's very tolerant of the of
that's
the Bible.
Violent. And the only
so are you still a practicing Muslim?
Excuse me?
Are you still practicing the religion?
No, I stopped since last time I was in mosque. I would say like 28 years ago.
So, but what if they find out you don't practice anymore? Is that punishable by some type of?
No. As long as you just keep that you're Muslim. That
oh, as long as you don't become a Christian or God forbid a Jew.
No, if you become Christian or Jew, that's even worse. But if you
well, that's very, very modern of them to
yeah.
That's a very modern religion in that regard. Yeah.
The only religion.
How come every other religion doesn't care if you become a Jew, becomes a Buddhist?
Exactly, that's my
a
point.
A Jew becomes a this. A Jews for Chaim Yankel. Jews for meatloaf. I mean, I never saw anything like it. No one cares what they do.
The Muslim religion. That's their goal.
Well, it shows you maybe there's a little room for a little tolerance somewhere along the way.
No.
All right. Jews for borscht. And whatever you want, no one cares. There's no central, you know, commandment. Are you kidding? They don't care if you leave. Jews for polar bears. Jews for elephants. You know what I'm saying. In other words, you could leave a religion. No one cares. Your business. Freedom of religion means that you're free to do what you want. I guess that's the way it should work. You understand? You know, there is a big thing going on in the country right now, which is paradoxical here. The states are robbing us in taxation. California, for example, is the most thieving state in the country. 15%, Governor Brown, 15% of top earners they take out of your state taxes. The return of state surpluses could point to more growth to come. Revenues are rising so rapidly in so many states, they don't know what to do with the money. Instead of giving it back and cutting taxes, the gangs that run the states are spending it on health care. You're getting for that? They're holding it in abeyance for more health care spending, which is one of the greatest rackets in the history of the world. North Dakota, enjoying an energy and agricultural boom. Take a guess what they're projecting in a surplus in North Dakota. $1.6 billion over a two-year cycle. Texas, under Governor Perry, is projecting an $8.8 billion surplus in state revenues over its current two-year budget cycle. Everywhere but the basket case of California, because it was ripped off by the illegal alien lobbies who have raped the state of California. They've raped it with false claims. You cannot believe it. The schools are a wreck. A wreck. California, which is robbing the people who earn any money in the state, instead of giving the money back or cutting taxes back to 5%, God forbid, they're taking all of the money and they're putting it aside for upcoming pension obligations, which is a topic I'm going to talk about one day. The gangs, the union gangs. You talk about gangs, my God. Organized crime never had it as good as the pension gangs. You've never seen anything like the unfunded pension debts of various and sundry states. You've never seen anything like it. I live in a town in the state in California, which I will not disclose yet. I could not get a pothole filled in the town I live in for the last 10 years. 10 years I was in a dispute with the Department of Public Works. He would not pave my street. We don't know where he is today, but one of the things I'm going to do in the next few weeks is have the staff, they're working on it now, look into the pensions in that little small town in the San Francisco area and see what kind of pensions they've given themselves and where they move to after they get them. We want to see where they move after they take their nice fat pensions. The very same people who say there's no money for potholes. I'd write an email after email. I'd say to them, you know, you have money for pensions, but not for potholes. And then they would say bad things about Michael Savage, that he's a troublemaker. Well, you don't know what trouble is yet, my friend. Wait until they see what kind of pensions you have. And you won't fill a pothole? My most recent email said to them, you know, this is a local story with national implications. Wait and see what it costs to fill a pothole in the town I live in terms of unfunded pensions. They don't have the money to fill a pothole? Take a look at their pensions. Same in your town. My town, his town, your town, all aboard.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Hold on, Fats. It's still Monday. It's not Tuesday yet. You know, there's a lot of stories that I could talk about. Most of them bore me to death. If you think I'm going to do Dem Republican, Republican Dem. Dem Dems are bad. Dem Republicans are bad. I can't do it. I don't know why you'd listen to it. To me, it's about as boring as watching a talk show on television. How can you take this Democrat-Republican story after an almost three-year campaign, I ask myself. And I figure if I can't, you can't. How much could you take of it? We had a campaign that went on for 2.5 years. It drove everyone crazy. No matter what anyone said, no matter what anyone did, the communists won. And they put him back in power. The man should have lost. They ran a doofus. I asked a number of people about it. They all have a different reason why doofus lost. They'll do it again. They're getting ready to do it again. So what more is there to say? Let's hope that Kim Jong-un is just a blowhard and nothing will come of it. But I'm worried. I'll tell you why I'm worried. I'm worried for three reasons. One, because he's unpredictable. Two, because we have weaklings at the top of every department. We have people who don't seem to know what's going on. Janet Napolitano has let the border open and tells us the border is more secure than ever. And while McCain is there with five other doofus senators, a Mexican jumps over the wall in front of a senator. You hear this? The most secure border in history. Wherever you turn, incompetence. So I talk about this, the disability fraud racket. It's unbelievable to me how they permit 14 million people to be on disability rolls in order to lower the unemployment stats for Obama and in order to get them off the welfare of the states. So the states want the deadbeats off their rolls, and Obama wants the deadbeats off the unemployment roll. So you, the schmuck, is paying $260 billion a year for fakers on disability. That's all. $260 billion. Now, that's a lot of money. $260 billion is about 50% of the entire national security budget. There are 14 million scam artists in this system. Now, let's say out of the 14 million on it, what percentage are actually disabled and really can't work? I don't know. No one's done the data. But this was not created as a welfare program. This was created by FDR to take care of anybody who's truly, truly, you know, I mean wrecked, car wreck, fall off a scaffold as a carpenter. We're talking about that. That's what it was set up for. So people didn't wind up in the gutter. But as you know, the first key pieces of the safety net were created in the 1930s under the socialist president, Franklin Roosevelt. The first federal disability program was created in the 50s. A few years later, Lyndon Big Shoe Johnson pushed to expand the federal safety net further with the so-called Great Society, which was the welfare state. And then you're not going to want to hear this. You're not going to want to hear this. Well, what happened next is history, and it's pretty sad history. Clinton pushed people off welfare, told them to get jobs, and the incentives seemed to be working. The welfare rolls shrank. But not everyone who left welfare went to work, you see. Thank God there's no war, no famine, no disease, nothing. The only problem facing America right now is the size of sodas that people are consuming, cigarettes that they may be smoking, and that there's no gay marriage. Those are the only real social problems that the government deems to be worthy of our... literally, it's a war. It's a literal war that's being conducted by the government to make sure that soda is not slurped, cigarettes are not smoked, and that Harry can marry Barry. That's the most important thing. These are the top issues in the world today. Another story that I think affects the average person out there who has a business, who's built a business, who depends upon workers, particularly hourly workers. Let's say you're a restaurant owner. Let's say you own a sandwich shop. I don't know what your business may be. Somebody named Elizabeth Warren, I never heard of her. I think she's a senator. I have no idea who she is. I don't know how she became a senator or a congressperson. She wants a $22 per hour minimum wage. I'm asking you, the listeners, to tell America, how would the $22 an hour wage affect your business? You have to tell the people who are listening to this show that you're not just a greedy sack of you-know-what. You're not just a pompous, greedy Republican business owner. Tell us what would happen. Give us an example in dollars and cents. Let's say you own a pizza shop. Would it kill you to pay your workers $22 an hour? How would it affect you? Or is it just greed? Is she right? Is this unknown person, Elizabeth Warren, correct? So the phone number here is 855-400-7282. I'm asking you, if you own a business, how would the $22 an hour wage affect your business? There are many people listening across America on over 185 stations, some of the biggest and best stations in America. I have the last word in talk radio every day, and I'm not going to waste your time talking about Democrats and Republicans. I'm actually talking about reality. So these questions to me are the questions that would have appealed to the man or the woman in the street of ancient Rome. And as Cato the Elder wrote, and I'll keep repeating it until you finally get it, the average Roman didn't care about where the legions were or what they were doing, whether it be in Germania or wherever. They cared about the pebble in the shoe. These are pebble in the shoe issues. The minimum wage that I don't want to use wacko, I would say a diehard socialist legislator, who I really don't know who Elizabeth Warren is. I don't know where she works. She could have been an ex-toll taker in the Holland Tunnel. I don't know who she is, but apparently she has a following somewhere, and she wants a $22 an hour. Let me look it up. I never heard of her, Senator Warren. She looks like the type I wouldn't get along with. I have a picture of her. Wait. Oh, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Massachusetts demon cat, suggested raising the minimum wage to $22 per hour. Is she the one who got in power with the Indian thing, the one who claimed she was Indian when she wasn't? Ah, that's who she is. I thought the name rang a bell. The current minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, Ms. Warren wondered, in a YouTube video. And what happened to the other $14.75? These are professors at UMass Amherst, you hear? These are UMass Amherst. These are schmendricks who never worked a day in their life. Their whole life was getting a degree and then pogo sticking a tenure job, living off taxpayers, and not knowing where the money comes from. They're telling you, the guy who provides their pay, that you should pay the minimum wage of $22 an hour because it's not fair. Now, by the way, Mad Minority Leader House Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, one of the most laughable of all people in the history of the universe, has only proposed a $10 an hour. But here, this one wants $22.50 an hour. Not to be outdone, one of her cohorts, Mr. Duba, an assistant prof in the Department of Economics at UMass Amherst, said that by that logic, going back even further in time, the minimum wage could rightly be $33 an hour. Now, I'm sure that Dr. Duba, the assistant prof at the so-called Department of Economics at the University of Mass, has never, ever created a product or a service that anybody in the universe would ever want. If you care to chime in, the phone number is 855-472. I'll be right, 7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They're raiding banks in Europe right now and stealing savings, all right? I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Of course, they could rise higher on hopes and paper dreams. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
Wouldn't you know it? The board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes are once again paving the way to better foot health. Hi, I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Show, Dr. Odell consistently encouraged callers with embarrassing toenail fungus to try the FDA-approved laser treatment. The 800 New Toes doctors were the first to bring you this revolutionary laser treatment for nail fungus and have performed over 10,000 successful procedures. Now, they're offering another groundbreaking laser treatment for foot and ankle pain. Like their treatment for toenail fungus, the MLS laser at 800 New Toes is quick, easy, and painless. It's used to treat plantar fasciitis, arthritis, tendonitis, and professional sports teams use it to help players recover from injuries. At 800 New Toes, it's not just about looking good, but feeling good too. So whether you have toenail fungus or suffer with foot and ankle pain, call 800 New Toes or go to 800newtoes.com. Get back to doing the things you love, pain-free, at 800 New Toes.
Hey folks, breaking news. The U.S. Mint has been hit by another silver shortage. In December, the Mint ran out of silver American Eagles. Then after record sales on January 15th, it ran out again? Last time the Mint ran out, the silver price jumped from $34 an ounce to $49, up 40%. Signs are everywhere. Reports tell us a silver shortage has also struck Apple, causing production delays of the new iMac. It's time to own silver. Call 1-800-601-8761 to take advantage of Lear Capital's silver investor special. For a limited time, receive up to a $250 cash bonus on qualifying purchases. Don't wait. Call now and also receive Lear's latest booklet, Silver, Today's Best Kept Secret. See why the silver price could jump 40%. And don't forget, you can own silver in an IRA to help manage risk and build wealth. Call now, 1-800-601-8761. The report is free, but the $250 offer is limited. Call 1-800-601-8761. That's 800-601-8761.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield, a free fire zone. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. This isn't just an election. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-959-5884. Let your voice be heard. Hands off our guns. Call 800-959-5884. That's 800-959-5884. Again, call 800-959-5884. People by the Tea Party Leadership Fund. Not authorized by a candidate or candidates. Click the Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just over staying home and having none. I can't get over
lonesome me. Lonesome me, the little old talk show host. It's the theme song of the talk show host. Sitting behind a microphone for the rest of their life. What if there's reincarnation and in the next world there's a talk show on Mars somewhere and you don't need oxygen? You don't need electrons. I don't, it's crazy, isn't it? Well, you see what liberalism is. At the end of the day, it's about controlling people. Bloomberg wants to control literally the air you breathe, the water you drink, every hot dog, everything you put in your mouth is his business. I am not a psychiatrist. I am not a psychologist, but I do study human nature. When a man has this kind of a mania, to take away simple pleasures from people, you can come to the conclusion that he's a deeply disturbed individual, greatly in need of psychiatric care, and the only thing that prevents it from happening is that he's a rich man. I would wager a guess that if he were a homeless person and walked into a clinic and said he had the idea that he would like to be a mayor, and that if he should become a mayor, and let's say the intake person says, yes, what would you do, sir, because they don't know if he's a nut. Now, remember, if he was homeless, well, he says, I would ban soda, I would ban salt, I would ban cigarettes. They would definitely suggest that he be committed as a potential threat to others. They're afraid that he'd pull a crazy scene on people. Because, you know, it starts out with banning cigarettes, banning sugar, banning salt, banning fat. The next thing you know, he's in a clock tower with an assault weapon. 8554. No, this guy has, there's something wrong here for him. See, the main thing that bothers me is not that I like tobacco. I hate tobacco. I hate cigarettes. I wince when I smell it in the street, but it's their business. Who is he to tell you to hide it now? The hiding part. Something funny happened to me at the gas station today to tell you. Can I tell you about it? Then I'll take the $22 an hour calls. What would $22 an hour minimum wage do to your business? I'm going to take those calls in a minute. I go to a gas station. I fill up my car. I get distracted. I'm getting distracted lately. The shows, the radio, the this, the that. I've taken the card out, of course, you know, put in, remove quickly, zip code, press grade, blah, blah, blah. It's filling on its own with the thing. I got distracted on the cell phone. I got back in my car after I thought it was full. I forgot. And I start to drive away with the nozzle in the car. This is the same car I backed into my other car 3 weeks ago and had to have repainted. Out of the corner of my eye, a Mexican man comes running off on the right side waving, stop, senor, senor. I said, oh, my God. I look back. The hose was still in the gas tank. I ran out. I said, geez, thank you. He was the nicest guy in the world. He was just driving a truck for a company he works for. And we had a nice moment together. I said, can I buy you lunch? I said, I guess I got distracted. Oh, amigo, it's okay. I gave him $10. Big deal. The point is that, as I told you, you can never tell a book by the cover. I told you that. My father taught me that in his store. You can easily categorize people by their race or by their religion, but you can never underestimate what people are going to do for you or to you. I can guarantee you if it was a white guy in a Porsche and he saw me driving away in my car, he would have sat there laughing to see me rip my car apart. Hopefully the car would have blown up. If it was an average white guy in Marin County, watching me in my blue fancy car pulling away, he'd probably sit there and say, yes, 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 I don't know him, I want to see that. I want to see it tear up his fender. That's what I think would have happened from the average suburbanite here in Marin County. But then again, maybe I'm generalizing. Now we move on to the Elizabeth Warren, an alleged senator from allegedly the state of Massachusetts, who says that a minimum wage of $22 an hour would be fair. Now, I've spoken to restaurant owners who tell me that it would put them out of business. So I'm asking you, here's your chance on the Savage Nation, not to talk about them or pub them, because I avoid that. I won't do it. WABC in New York. Sam, you're next up. Go ahead on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, it would be a crushing blow to my small business.
How?
In many ways, with the payroll taxes increasing, the state taxes increasing, and us not knowing what's going to happen with the health insurance, with Obamacare, I would have to let go my workers.
How many people work for you?
Four.
Okay, so you're a very small business, four people. You raise the wage to $22 an hour, you're out of business. Well, you're not out of business. They lose their job is what you're saying.
That is correct.
Okay, so it's not greed that is motivating you to say, I can't pay it. It's reality, correct? You need some profit. You need to make profit for yourself or you can't survive.
No, there's no way, and then I'd have to find a new job and work for someone else if there are jobs. This would definitely be a buzzkill to the amount of people employed in this country.
All right, so in plain English, dollars and cents, how much more would that cost you a week than what you're currently paying your four men, roughly, in dollars and cents? Do you know?
Probably close to $1,100.
$1,100 a week more, about $50,000 a year more, $55,000 a year more, $56,000 a year more in your cost, which is close to what you profit, right, from your little business?
Correct. And remember, the payroll taxes will then go up. And the state taxes will go up because there'll be more income generated. And what about Obamacare? How is a small business owner who's got that entrepreneurial spirit going to cope with that? It's like they're sucking the soul out of us capitalists who are just trying to...
Yes, that's because I try to warn you and everyone else from the poverty book to trickle-down tyranny. The man is a diehard, lifetime, anti-middle class, anti-bourgeois, lifetime hardcore Marxist. I don't care what anyone says. Has he been able to enact all of his Marxism? Absolutely not. Would he if he had the power? Absolutely. And who do the Marxists hate the most? The middle class, the bourgeois, which is exactly who he's aiming all of his laws at. And Elizabeth Warren, of course, is not Obama, but she's not too far away politically from him. They're all from the far left portion of the ice cream cake. Thank you for the call. There's a story that appeared that I want to bring you to about China that caught my eye. I don't know if you caught this yet. You ready for this? FBI arrests NASA contractor employee trying to flee to China. Okay? You ready for this? You saw this story? Bo Zhang, the Chinese national scientist employed by a NASA contractor for work at the space agency's Langley Research Center, was arrested by the FBI at Dulles International Airport as he tried to flee to China, according to Rep. Frank Wolf, R. Virginia. Yang's work at the NASA facility gave him access to information that would be of the greatest interest to foreign spies, including China, said Representative Wolf. Wolf is chairman of the House Appropriations Committee subcommittee that has budget oversight authority for NASA. He made Bo Zhang's name public for the first time last week during a subcommittee hearing where he charged that Zhang had taken voluminous sensitive NASA documents back to China on a trip in 2012. Zhang was employed by the National Institute of Aerospace, a Hampton, Virginia-based NASA contractor. It gave Zhang virtually unlimited, unescorted access to the NASA Langley facility, which is the location for classified research programs related to U.S. space defense technologies. So they caught him at the airport, leaving the U.S. abruptly to return to China on a one-way ticket. Did I not tell you in my novel, A Time for War, exactly this would happen? Didn't I tell you they were here operating? My entire novel is about Chinese cells stealing technology, stealing business secrets, setting up plans to undermine America in every way they can. And that book was roundly destroyed by the media.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
the omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, vitamin C.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, Dynavite will solve the problem. The website is dinovite.com. Phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. It'll cost the San Bruno Elementary School $40,000 to replace 18 computers that were stolen over the weekend. Police say one of the thieves got cut during the robbery, and they hope to get a DNA match from a blood sample to find a suspect. A federal jury has cleared two Oakland police officers of wrongdoing in the fatal shootings of a man who was killed after police said he reached for something in his waistband after a foot chase. The lawsuit was filed by the widow of a man who was shot multiple times in November 2010 by two officers. Taking a look at the roadways, not bad right now. We do have stalled car being reported eastbound 92 at Skyline Boulevard. Right lane there is blocked. Earlier crash at the summit of 92 has been cleared, so this is probably in the backup. Overturned car off the roadway eastbound 9 at Skyline Boulevard in the Santa Cruz Mountains, creating some delays. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On the next morning show, the president says April is how to make a budget month. That's what he's teaching children. We'll hear what you have to say about this 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un declared war. And how's our military faring under Obama? Now, remember, Obama has a goal. to denuke the country, to destroy the military as fast as he can. That's why he put in these two wonderful men. Hagel the Bagel was put in to continue the work of the Mr. Pancetta, who went back to Monterey after he did a very fine job of decimating the military. The next one came in to continue Obama's university agenda to destroy the military. Here's a story for you. Here's our, how's our military doing? Marines test women for infantry roles. The commandant of the Marine Corps, General J.F. Amos, has said he's confident that women can begin joining some combat jobs, including in tank and artillery units by next year. But with infantry, the foot soldiers, who since ancient times have been called upon to march across hills and deserts, carry heavy weight and bear the brunt of fighting and death, the Marine Corps is proceeding with much caution. See, although we know that women fly, we see how well they fly, and they do fly well, apparently the women they put into the training in the actual combat on the ground, they dropped out. I'm not celebrating it. I mean, women can be mean. It doesn't mean that they're as tough as men. Yes, wives with knives, Jodi Arias, of course they could be mean. But they're not U.S. Marines. Last fall, for example, the first two female volunteers failed to complete the course. We're talking the infantry. This is the social engineering under Obama and the girls, the type. We come back from the bowling lane with the girls. And anyway, one, a distance runner, was dropped on the first day known as the combat endurance test. The second broad, the second woman, a soccer player, endured for over a week in training before instructors pulled her out because of a stress fracture in a foot. Both are now training for non-infantry jobs. In Quantico, where Marines are trained, concerns run deep among staff members that pressure to accommodate women will lead to a softening of the Marine Corps' tough standards. Of course they will. What do you think Obama wants? Of course they want the softening of the Marine Corps' tough standards. How else are you going to have a French military in one administration? Yeah, that's it. He's got only a few more years left to destroy the Marine Corps. So there we are. There we are. Now, by the way, women do make great pilots, so combat pilots. I've known this for a long period of time. And I'm not against women in the military at all. But let's be realistic. They're not foot warriors. They're not foot warriors. Okay, it's not ancient Greece. It's not ancient Greece. That's how we're doing. That's our military with Kim Jong-un declaring war on South Korea. Now let's go to all the calls on the Savage Nation from around America and around New York on what's going on. KSFO in San Francisco. Chuck, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I think the senator who wanted the increase in hourly wage did so because she thought she was doing something good for the people, but I don't think she cares enough. If she really cared, she'd increase it to maybe $50 an hour.
What do you mean if she really cared? I don't follow it.
She doesn't care enough about her constituents to only support a 20-some dollar an hour minimum wage. She should support $50 an hour or $100 an hour. What is she thinking?
You mean really make it equitable?
Well, if she really cares about her people, why?
I see. You're saying it sarcastically, Chuck, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, it's hard for me to read sarcasm from other people since I live on sarcasm. Thank you for the call. Dems preserve U.S.-Mexico food stamp partnership while USDA prepares for meat inspector furlough. You want to talk insanity? Don't go any further than this program. Do you know there's a U.S.-Mexico food stamp partnership? Do you know what that is? Do you know what it means? You don't know that. There's a partnership, so-called, with the Mexican government to, quote, raise awareness about food stamps among immigrants from that country. They have a program in Mexico in Spanish telling illegals that when they come here, they can get food stamps. This is an example of the insanity coming out of this administration. It is aggressive insanity. It's an aggressive illness. It's like an aggressive form of mental cancer that cannot be stopped. Now, how in the world can there be a collaboration between the United States and Mexico, pushed by the USDA, to push more people onto the food stamp rolls, in this case, illegal aliens from Mexico? Why should the Secretary of Agriculture not be fired and imprisoned? In a letter last year, the Secretary of Agriculture named Vilsack said that the purpose of the Mexican food stamp program, quote, is to help eligible people in need make informed decisions about whether or not to seek assistance. Bull crap. That's nonsense. They're trying to push illegal aliens onto the food stamp rolls. Why would they be doing that? Because of graft and corruption. Because food stamps are perhaps one of the most, one of the greatest examples of corruption in our time. That's all. It should be stopped. He should be arrested for this. But the Republicans are busy going to meetings that have no meaning whatsoever. Trump, he gave a speech that we should get oil from Iraq. It's in my book, Trickle Up Poverty, the oil. I had that idea a long time ago. I also said in Trickle Up Poverty that the Mexicans should be forced to pay us in oil. They have one of the largest proven oil reserves. It wouldn't have to be brought in by ship. And they should pay us one barrel of oil per illegal alien in America per month to make up for the great loss of income in this country in the form of medication and education and other services provided by the poor American taxpayer. And Mexico should be forced to pay approximately 20 or 30 million barrels of oil every month until that deficit is paid, as should Iraq. I wrote it in Trickle Up Poverty. You know that I'm the greatest genius in the history of talk radio, and my writings are an example of that. I don't care what anyone says. My body of work speaks for itself. You can read my books and say, well, either he's full of it or he's not. Either the guy makes sense or he doesn't. What is wrong with making Mexico pay us in oil? Well, the reason you're not going to see that happen, the reason that Bush didn't ask, this is not a Democrat-Republican thing. This is pure crony klepto-capitalism. It spreads across both parties. The reason Bush did not demand that Iraq pay us in oil for liberating them from Saddam Hussein at great cost to this country, both in human bodies and in dollars, bankrupted the currency. What did it cost us? $2 trillion? $3 trillion? Does anyone know how much money went up in smoke for the Iraq War? One of the greatest disasters in American history was the Iraq War. What did we get out of it? Tell me, do you know a happy Iraqi? Does this make you sleep better at night? Do you sleep better at night because you know the Iraqis were liberated? I know that Wallbanger went around saying that we liberated 24 million Iraqis. What do you mean we liberated? He went over in a uniform with an AR-15? With an M4? When was he in the war? We liberated. Remember they were celebrating it, Wallbanger and the others? They were all celebrating war, but they didn't go over there and fight. I was against the war from the beginning. Except in the very beginning, it looked like it made sense. Then I saw it was nothing but a contractor scam. And that we were going to get ripped off and it would bankrupt the currency. Many countries have gone bankrupt because of foreign wars. Many nations have gone bankrupt because of foreign wars. You know what happened in France? You know why there was hoarding of gold after Napoleon's adventures abroad? Where 500,000 Frenchmen died in the snow coming back from Moscow. He did a Hitler-like thing. Moscow to Paris. I think 500,000 Frenchmen died. They never recovered after that. That's why the French women are hysterical to this day. They lost their manhood under Napoleon. Oh, they make up for it, they think, by overcompensating with a certain type of accentuation to their language and to an overemphasis of reaching the neurotic levels of food and wine. But that's an overcompensation for a lack of manhood, which was destroyed, as I say, in the march from Moscow. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you, how brilliant this is? Do you understand the humor in what I'm saying to you, even though it's all true? I'm giving it to you in a humorous package. I'm giving you a hot dog of ideas with all the ideas of the day with a nice packaging. It's like a big hot dog on a delicious bun with mustard and sauerkraut on a hot day at a ball game, what I'm feeding you tonight. It's like a kielbasa on a Polish summer night in Pittsburgh that I'm delivering to you on the Savage Nation. In other words, it's everything that Bloomberg has banned I'm giving to you on a delicious toasted bun. Verbal buns for the Savage Nation. You think it's easy doing this, you're mistaken. But you see, the problem with this business that I'm in is that it's an invisible audience. That's okay. I prefer it. It's like a virtual audience. If I were in a stadium right now, you know how many people would be in that stadium? Remember I went to the Super Bowl? I took that picture. 73,000 people. I almost fainted at the size of it. The reason the lights blew out is Beyonce's performance sucked the juice out of the circuitry and all the circuit breakers went. Remember I said that when I came back? They still don't know what happened. They're still the same people in New Orleans, in other words, who were working the pumps during Katrina, were working the breakers during the event. They're probably getting stoned on something somewhere. They don't know what happened. What do you mean, what happened? The heat from her performance was so remarkable, you could feel it in the ninth row where I was sitting from when the smoke and fire came up. She's an average performer, by the way. She's not that good. A lot of hype. Very, very dramatic pyrotechnics, but that's what blew out the circuitry. So here we are. Dems preserve U.S.-Mexico food stamp partnership while USDA prepares for meat inspector furloughs. You hear a government like this? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from.
Desert Gold Exchange.
That's right. Desert Gold Exchange. Family owned and operated. A perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau. No complaints ever filed. And they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un declared war. And how's our military faring under Obama? Now, remember, Obama has a goal to denuke the country, to destroy the military as fast as he can. That's why he put in these two wonderful men. Hagel the Bagel was put in to continue the work of the Mr. Pancetta, who went back to Monterey after he did a very fine job of decimating the military. The next one came in to continue Obama's university agenda to destroy the military.
Worker.
Now comes the moron professor who never worked a day in his life, lives on grants, provided for him by actual workers. Listen to Dr. Doobie.
I think it's uncontroversial amongst economists that a minimum wage increase of this sort would not have a noticeable impact on the overall price level because it's just the math doesn't add up. The number of people who are getting the raises is not enough for it to show up in some kind of a wage price spiral. So the effects on overall price.
Schmender, go ahead. You're only fit to be an assistant prof. Dr. Arinj Rajat Dubey. He's in the economics department. You know who teaches in economics departments, people who can't make a living. Anyone who actually doesn't have the brains to go out and create a living for themselves teaches economics. Don't ask them what to invest in because they don't know what to tell you. They'll tell you, I don't know, but I know how to teach what you should do and raise the wage to $22 an hour. And then they use a high word like a sort of uncontroversial amongst economics, a noticeable impact. The math just doesn't add up. What math? What math did this man ever do? Did he ever produce a service or a product that anyone needs? No. He writes grants, and then the foundations give him money so he can keep teaching. And he lives off the tax base of the federal and state governments. So now he's telling you that you wouldn't be affected because he did the math, and the genius in economics figured out that although it goes to $22 an hour and you're running a business, you tell me you'll go broke if it goes up. He figured out, the professor, that it really wouldn't matter. It wouldn't produce a spiral. So the effect on the overall price level would be very small. Therefore, raise it to at least $22, maybe $33 an hour. Throw in another $5. What the heck? Be liberal about it. Make it $38 an hour. We'll break it even. They will negotiate. That's a professor today. And that's Elizabeth Warren, who lied about her heritage in order to become a senator. I think that. Is that her? I mean, I'm mistaken. If I'm mistaken, tell me. Isn't she the one who had the controversy about her heritage? Well, there's more of a controversy about her, the heritage between her ears. But this is an example of liberalism. Producers are seen as evil. Moochers are seen as victims. Makers are seen as greedy. Takers are seen as needy. But to me, takers and moochers are seedy, not only needy, incidentally. I love how they say capitalism now. That the new approach in the university is to teach that capitalism is immoral. That only socialism is a moral economic system. Well, I would suggest that these professors and columnists for the New York Times go to spend a sabbatical in Cuba and get back to me. Tell me how life is under their ideal system in Cuba. You'll see how it really works under Raul and Fidel. You'll see what your theoretical economics leads to. These morons, they feed each other against, like the Hollywood idiots. They lecture you not... Again, the Hollywood idiots, what do? They're against violence, but every movie they make has a violence in it every 3 seconds. Harvey Weinstein, after the Sandy Hook disaster, came out against guns. Have you seen a Harvey Weinstein movie that doesn't have violence in it? I haven't seen one yet. They're against violence. They're against tobacco. But every actor has a cigarette in his hand. Everyone has a cigarette or a pistol in their hand every 4 minutes. But they're against tobacco and they're against guns. And they all have vegan diets. All night long they're in orgies taking ecstasy and other drugs. In the morning they clean, they take a detox with a vegan diet. The night before they were having sex with 33 people using drugs that you never even heard yet, never even heard of. Drugs invented in a laboratory in Paraguay by former Nazi scientists they're trying in Hollywood. The next day, the skank is having breakfast somewhere in Beverly Hills. And if you, God forbid, order an egg sandwich, no, I don't even want to smell it. Don't even let that near me, my nostrils, because my vegan nostrils are liable to be offended by your, by the smell of your omelet with an egg in it from the poor chicken that died. I'll just have a glass of spring water and a... It's unbelievable to me. That's the beauty of being in talk radio, is the foibles of humanity. Look, it's been done before by others in other through history. Without people like me, you wouldn't know what to do with yourself. You live through me. The truth is many of you live through me. Because you say, I laugh at this guy, but the truth is I look at the world through his eyes. I see the same thing. Even liberals like what I... They know that I see things the way they are. You got libs halfway across the country. The guy is funny. He's right. But they can't say it. I know behind the scenes they're all listening saying, I wish I could say what he says. I'm the kind of guy they wish they could be. But they don't know how to make a living other than through the illicit manner of politics. You know, never mind tobacco hidden under the curtain. How about forget about it. Let's not go. Everyone's wonderful. You know, everyone in the politics is a public servant. Let's see what else is in the news. We did the minimum wage. Chris Christie, haven't seen him for a while. Cop busted for spying on his stepdaughter. I don't want to see that. New Jersey man follows Dr. Oz's advice. Who's Dr. Oz? Who are these gurus I never hear of? Little Wayne remains in intensive care after seizures. Who's Little Wayne? I don't know who that is. Oh, the Daily News, the mob malls of New York City. I like crime pictures. I used to like the guy who took the crime pictures in black and white. It's nice to go on the internet at night. It's very interesting. Potatoes are cheaper. Tomatoes are cheaper. Now's the time to grab a gal. It's like a mini depression. It's a tale of two cities. It's a tale of two cities. I told you that. You think that there's a depression in the country, and there really isn't, except in certain regions of the country and amongst certain elements of society. But truthfully, in San Francisco, wherever you look, there are cranes south of Market. I don't mean the whooping cranes. I don't mean the bird. I don't mean ornithological cranes. I am talking about construction cranes. Wherever you look south of Market, there are cranes constructing high-rise buildings. San Francisco has a building boom that we haven't seen here for years. Why? Where's the money coming from? It's coming from somewhere. Someone's investing the money. Someone's funding this construction. It can't all be from China. It can't all be idiots sitting in cubicles creating websites. It can't all be moronic 22-year-olds who don't know how to tie their own shoelaces, which is why they wear shoes without laces, because they don't know how to tie them. The reason they don't wear ties is they don't know how to put a tie on. It can't be them. It's impossible that it's them. Where's the money coming from? It's a tale of two cities. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Does anyone listening to this show, and it's a heartbreaking thing to talk about, can anyone listening to this show tell me why anything to justify Iraq? What, we freed the Shiites, so what, that they could join with Iran and become even stronger? I told you what would happen. I told it to you in earlier books, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. Forget about it. What you should be worrying about now is China, China's spying, China sells. What you should do is go to a bookstore and pick up A Time for War while you still can pick it up. It's not like I hope I'm right or wrong. It has nothing to do with yours truly. Nothing. It doesn't matter whether I'm right, wrong. I'm telling you, it's a talk show. That's all you're listening to. An American talk show called The Savage Nation. I'm not a revolutionary. I'm not a journalist. I'm merely a commentator. This is talk radio. You know what talk radio is? Do you actually know what talk radio is, people of The Savage Nation? Talk radio is actually news talk. The only way people are really interested in this news talk, because they can't talk to NBC or CBS. They can't talk to Fox News.
Savage.